95.7 KBOY, Southern Oregon's classic rock. In with me, in the studio. I'm stoked, man. Flat Patty, the winners of our contest on Facebook to find a band to play the Pear Blossom Parade. They are here. They are in all their glory. They're going to play music for us live here in studio later. It's going to be awesome. How you guys doing, man?
Hey, we're great.
What's up, JP?
That's Gene. Gene, why don't you introduce yourselves?
So, I'm Matt Matthews. I play guitar.
I'm Gene Finichero, and I play the bass, slapping the bass.
He's slapping the bass.
I'm John Martin. I sing.
I'm Chris Matthews. I'm on drums.
All right. So, we've got guitar, vocals, percussion, bass. The four units, the cohesion for a band. Flat Patty. Now, before we get anywhere else, it's been on top of mind for me, you guys. And this question is for you, Matt. What the hell does Flat Patty mean, and where did it come from?
Please tell us.
Well, JP, I'm glad you asked.
Wait, are you telling me your band members don't even know?
No. It's classified. Your audience is going to hear this for the first time.
Oh, boy.
A hamburger. Well, now, you see, that is one of the interpretations.
I thought it was one of my ex-girlfriends, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Now, see, that's another. It either means a hamburger. It could mean something you don't want to walk on in a field. A lot of folks think it means, you know, some girl who never blossomed. The actual definition is...
Drum roll, please.
It goes back to when my sister was very small, and she and my mom got into a car where there was a peppermint patty on the seat that had gotten sat upon. And my mom looks down and goes, "Oh, now there's a flat patty." I swear to God. And my sister has been bugging me for years to name a band Flat Patty. So when we were putting names into the hat for this group, you know, I threw it in just kind of as a joke. And it kept coming out on top, so that's what we went with. It really doesn't mean anything itself, because like so many band names, you know, until there's a brand of some kind and you know what the band is like, the name doesn't have a meaning, but eventually it does.
That's funny. You know, that's way better than the option of you pooped in the pool, too.
You know,
because that was actually a band that I might have done in high school. That was like, that came in second place. But I played triangle, so we never went far.
Fart soup.
That's a good one. That could work.
And they were runners up.
Yeah,
they
likes to dig it.
All right, so you guys were in a heated competition on Facebook. This portion of the interview, I'm going to go to Gene on this one, because I know this is going to be a good story. Okay, there was some heated competition with a few bands, and apparently at the end, I saw one of your Facebook posts where you said you basically were done, you quit. It's been stressing you out. Tell me about that time.
Well, you know, I mean, I was literally spending like a work day messaging people, you know, like this, like, you know, you need to like this picture, you need to like this picture. And it seems like every single time that we would catch up or get ahead, you know, I'd go like, you know, make a sandwich, come back, check the computer, and we were like back like 15, 20 again. Like, it was work. It was extremely stressful, actually. I mean, those guys were like serious competition. I mean, it was no joke. And hats off to them for what they did. But holy crap. I mean, I just, at the end of it all, I didn't want anything to do with anything anymore.
Well, you've had a couple weeks to let it digest. Everything cool now? Are you happy?
Oh yeah.
Are you less stressed, Gene?
Well, by the time 5 o'clock hit that day, it was like, you know, oh, it's time to go get a drink. You know, finally over.
Well, congratulations again, you guys. KBOY, myself, the entire building is stoked. We cannot wait for this coming Saturday, Pear Blossom Parade. You guys, Flat Patty is going to be playing in front of 20,000 people.
Yeah, baby.
And we're talking a 20-minute set. 20,000 people. 20 minutes, that's a deal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Flat Patty, so how long you been together?
Well, you know, the band's probably been going for about 3 years. We've had some membership changes. This lineup has been going for about 6 months. John is our most recent member. He came from another local band. We're very proud to have him. And Gene, of course, has played in just any number of bands in the Valley. He's quite a known quantity. Chris, our drummer, is one of the youngsters in the band. He's got a good background in, you know, know, music theory and went to college and studied percussion and all that good stuff. So he's got the biggest ears in the band, actually.
The biggest ears, like literally?
Yeah, probably.
He's got hair in the way.
That's why he grows his hair out.
Reminds me of that scene in Employee of the Month where, you know.
Yeah, but I'm very proud to have him in the band. You know, he really is a great counselor for the rest of us. He's the most musical drummer I've played with in a long time.
Like, seriously, like the drummer?
Exactly.
He's the best musician in the band. Which, you know.
Is that not usually the case?
No, it's usually never the case.
All respect, drummers.
No idea.
All respect.
I'm not just talking like timing. I'm just like, he fixes us. He makes us right.
Yep. As he
really
should.
Cool. That's really cool.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right, John, you're talking too much, man. tell me a joke.
I don't have any.
Oh, all right. Well,
I do this every once in a while on stage. I go to tell a joke. As soon as I go out there, I had to now. So I ask the audience what they got.
All right. So this Saturday, 11 a.m. parade starts. You guys are going to be on the back of a semi-trailer with my truck in front of you on said trailer. Hopefully not starting and stopping too often. Do you foresee any issues with balance problems?
We'll take a wide stance like a rocker should.
Absolutely. The whole winged.
You can't pull a hoop. Yeah, probably.
All right. So you guys are going to play a song for us live in studio.
Can't wait.
What song is it going to be, or should we have it be a surprise?
Let it be a surprise, Matt.
That's totally fine.
All right. Well, okay. You guys are set up. You're ready to rock. Let's do this. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. 95.7 KBOI proudly presents live in studio, Flat Patty.
1, 2, 3.
crap, you guys. That was friggin' amazing. So good. And that's just a sample, a smidgen of what you guys are going to hear in the Pear Blossom Parade coming up this Saturday. Man, you guys are so good. Your harmonics, impressive. Now, I know we're not rocking professional sound recording equipment in this tiny little box studio, but that sounded really good to me, man. You guys are great.
Thanks. We're really proud of our vocals. Everyone in the band sings great vocal harmonies, and so it gives us a lot of power, vocal power.
Impressive. Any last parting words? You want to say hi, Mom?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Girlfriends, wives, husbands, I mean, whatever. Float sure. Your boat.
And we really want to thank everyone in the Valley for their support. This band has been one of the best projects I've ever been involved in. I'm just super proud of what we've got and super proud to be playing for KVOI.
Oh, man, we're stoked to have you. We cannot wait to hang out and party with you guys this Saturday. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Flat Patty. Check them out in the Pear Blossom Parade this Saturday. It's 95.7 KBOY. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.